The budget written during the legislative session is a reflection of Utah lawmakers' priorities. Brian King, Democratic minority leader in the State House of Representatives, thinks the Republican supermajority in Utah's legislature is too quick to channel funding away from education and into other areas.
We definitely need to allocate more resources to getting the very best folks that we can into the teaching profession, and once they're there, keeping them there. And, it's an indication of how we think of our kids that we treat our teachers with a degree of disrespect up at the legislature. And I don't use that word lightly. We disrespect our teachers up at the legislature to a degree that I find very troubling. So we do need to do more. We need to fund our classroom sizes to get reduced. We need to fund our teachers so that they're paid more and that we can, really attract the best and keep them once we have them.
Water has been a critical issue for Utah for generations. An audit was recently done, and the state needs to do a better job in several ways.
We talk about these huge pipelines, whether it's the Lake Powell Pipeline or the Bear River Water Project, Diversion Project, costs a lot of money, could do some real environmental damage. I'm concerned particularly about Bear River and what it would do to the Great Salt Lake. But one of the things we could avoid, perhaps, those costs and protect the environment is to make sure that we do everything we can by way of measuring how much water we use and conserving it. And more and more states are leading the way in that. Utah could take a lesson or two from them in terms of meeting our future water needs based on better conservation and pricing of water.
The state has big road projects underway to address the traffic resulting from population growth. Representative King had some supportive comments about the efforts of the legislature to address these challenges.
Greg Hughes, particularly our speaker, and to some of the Republican leadership in the past, is they've been quite progressive in seeing the value and funding mass transit. We've got Front Runner, we've got Trax. Those are really important things, and I would like to see them continue and even bring Summit County into the mix, There have been a lot of discussions about what's the best way of getting people from Salt Lake Valley up to Summit County. And I'd like to see those continue in a way that is environmentally friendly and gets more people up those canyons.
Utah has resisted funding the expansion of Medicare for the past 8 years, and the outcome of the presidential election suggests the Affordable Care Act will be repealed in some way. King thinks insurance companies may have some shockwaves as the administration changes course in health care policy.
The component of the ACA that constitutes Medicaid expansion is, it's a subpart of the total ACA. And you're right. I think without question we're going to see the ACA repealed in some form. Now, how it will be replaced or when it will be replaced is anybody's guess. And so it may be that the repeal is largely symbolic, but what I'm hearing is that the repeal, even if it's symbolic, will send some shockwaves through the health insurance industry in a way that if we repeal, even as I say, symbolically, insurers may say, well, then we're getting out now.
Representative King thinks the election outcomes in Washington will empower Utah state legislators to pursue conservative policies around issues like public education and family and women's issues. The state's pursuit to take back public lands will most assuredly continue, but it's not clear to Representative King that the Trump administration will be amenable to that effort. King thinks it will depend, too, on who heads up the BLM. Mike Knoll is a Utah State House representative who is being considered for that appointment. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.